Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Bunker. I'm Willie B.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain.
So we've talked about fire, water, shelter, getting lost, navigation. Some of the things I really should have touched on would have been things like, well, proper clothing. You know, you don't want to get caught outside without the proper clothing. Believe it or not, it is very important to keep your body temperature up around 96. Otherwise, you could freeze. That's right. You might have all the essential equipment, fire-making equipment, water, a shelter. But if you aren't warm, if you're not properly dressed, you could freeze and all that stuff would go to waste. And the next guy that comes along is going to take it and he's going to use it. Hey, let's check out a few myths.
Food is your top priority. The movies often show the lone survivor struggling to find a source of food, but in reality, food is not your top priority. Shelter, water, fire, these are all higher priorities on your list than food. Without these, you could die in days, maybe even hours. However, you can survive anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks without food. Food is important, sure, but make sure you take care of your shelter, your fire, and your water sources first. Don't forget the 3-3-3 rule. You can survive 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, and 3 hours without shelter.
Try to remember. Water and you're not sure if it's safe to drink, just remember the old adage. If it's clear and flowing, there's no way of knowing.
Inflatable pool, full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Take long for you and her. I got nothing on. this time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
You need to boil water for 10 minutes to disinfect it. In reality, as soon as your water hits that boiling point, it's already too hot for any bacteria to survive. Any further boiling past that point is really just a waste of fuel and a waste of water due to evaporation.
If you're ever trapped in the woods with no source of heat, consider using a magnesium fire starter. These things are a great way to pass the time while you're waiting to freeze to death, because using a magnesium fire starter is f***ing impossible.
You can spark fire by friction if you're just persistent enough. Oftentimes in movies, they'll show the lone survivor trying to start a fire, you know, vigorously, and he's not getting it at first, but he just keeps persisting and eventually has smoke and then a flame and he has fire. But in reality, persistence isn't enough. You have to have the right conditions, the materials have to be dry, and you have to have the right technique. Simply grinding two pieces of wood together for hours upon hours is not automatically going to create new fire. Shelter means a roof over your head. Actually, you'll lose more body heat due to the cold ground below you than you will the air above you. It's more important to create a bed that'll insulate you from the ground than it is to create a roof that'll protect you from the wind.
During this time of social distancing, what better way to quiet the mind than to take a walk outside? While you're at it, you can grab a trash bag and clean up some litter. Did you know that nearly 80% of pollution in our marine environment comes from land? Next time you're headed out for some fresh air, support your personal and community well-being with cleaning up our public trails and beaches, keeping ourselves and our island a healthy place. This message is brought to you by the Kodiak Island Borough Solid Waste Advisory Board.
In the vase that you bought today, staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
that you bought today.
If a bear attacks you, just play dead. So this one is partially true. So this one really only applies towards grizzly bears. Grizzly bears usually only attack you if you're somehow invading their territory, and by playing dead, they'll just assume that you're not a threat anymore. Now, if you're attacked by a black bear and you decide to play dead, well, the chances are they're just gonna eat you. Not gonna be very pretty. If you get attacked by a black bear, you have to fight back. You can't just play dead.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Sure you've heard of the bug out bag. Yes, the bug out bag. Well, everybody has their own things that they want to have in their bug out bag. A few of the things you should have would be, if you can, a tarp. a nice solar blanket, something to start a fire with, some chemicals to sanitize your water, a survival knife, compass, first aid kit, proper clothing, maybe some cordage, some kind of light, a flashlight, a torch, or something if you can, and prepare to have your physical and mental fitness challenged and your knowledge tested. Bugging out is not really a great option because we live on an island, so we're all going to have to make do and get along, work together, and survive. So we'll make Kodiak Island the bunker. Hope you enjoyed the tunes. We had Queen in there, Jimmy Buffett, the Ohio Players, Brad Paisley, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Hank Williams Jr., and Matthew Wilder's going to take us on out. I'm Willie B., and this has been The Bunker.
Another girl like you.